Good noon to you. I'm acclaimed public radio personality Glenn Irons, most recently acclaimed for our documentary feature, Pissing in the Wind, There's Nothing You Can Do About Global Climate Change. For most of us, summertime means fair trade organic chicken breasts on our charcoal grills, an earnest attempt to understand European sports, and of course, new music. Leading the pack this noon is noted heavy metal group Radiation Sickness, who, with their 14th studio release, have taken a more avant-garde approach to their art form, albeit inadvertently.
Yeah, so we were setting up in the f***ing studio, right? And Sven, he says, yo, we're out of f***ing vodka. So we take five, right? And I guess we left everything rolling because this bum... Oh, sorry. This homeless f***ing piece of s*** bum. He comes in and he's like, starts rambling on our tracks. Right into my f***ing microphone with his pukey f***ing breath. We were about to race that and get back to work. But Sven, he's like, let's release it. Anyway, so now we're up for a best spoken word Grammy. I guess it helps that we told everyone it was Bob Dylan.
Rising, don't drink from the red glass. My pigtails are pretty. My pigtails are pretty. I'm a pretty girl in the game of dress. My teeth smell like hire. The queen is on line six.
We're pretty far from the next solstice, but if anyone's looking for a Yule gift suggestion for a certain acclaimed public radio host, a thesaurus would not go unappreciated. I simply run out of words that mean the same as delightful on this program. Next, we have another aging star of guitar rock, this time punk specifically, and his attempt to stay relevant.
And see, the thing is, yeah, I'm getting any younger, right? But my daughter... She thinks she's a dinosaur. That'd be, right, me. She thinks I'm a damn dinosaur. Me. We wrote Her Majesty's Sphincter when she was a gleam in my eye, yeah? My daughter, not the queen. Sorry, Her Majesty. So I made this record to show them both that I've still got teeth, you know? And I think it speaks for itself, really.
This song is called Go Back Upstairs and Study for Your GCSEs. Is it all you wankers? Oh, Caitlin's dad. Since my baby girl, so respect her lad. I'm proud of your heart. I put you back up. But she should think of art. School has a backup. If you want a car, you've got to earn it. That's a good life lesson and you've got to learn it. Don't try and smoke pot. Oh, you know that I'll catch ya. I'll take back what I said about Mrs. Thatcher.
Well, that was just heavenly. Captivating, even. Next up, we have Random Abstract Melodies, the long-awaited collaboration between electro-funk pioneer Manuel Cristo Tomás de Homonym and minimalist composer Cocteau Payne.
You will understand, I grew weary of the staid pedestrian means and modes of creating electronic music. To plop a Morador click track down and layer the catchy synth lines or guitar licks is to merely make a money horse, which, in the end, really only spreads ennui, no? My vocation, I have always said, is midwife to the cyborg babby of art. These others, they are simply cranking out so-called club bangers with their digital popsicle sticks and digital Elmer's glue. It is mere craft work.
Yes, indubitably. Electronic music absolutely must evolve by abandoning those archaic notions of beats and notes, and what the neo-bohemians might call enjoyment. And I hope this new record advances that very worthy cause. I'm so very glad this opportunity to work with Manuel came about. I was in dire need of a more challenging, more painfully opaque project after the commercial failure of Kafka on the Patio.
That was positively enrapturing. It has a good beat that I couldn't hear, and I'm sure it's somehow physically possible for one to dance to it. We're going to take you out now with a song from a new animated feature releasing this summer, but it's not from who you might think. You see, I implied that it's Disney, but it's not Disney. And that's why I won the Cleverest Dad on the Radio Award. Yeah.
We've been accused of, shall we say, aping a certain mouse-based company's style for years now. It started when their feature film, Aladdin, came out just 2 weeks before our feature, Aladdin and His Lamp. We've had this, let's just say, rivalry ever since. Children may like King of the Jungle a little bit less than a certain version from the other guys, but we test very well among our target demographic. Confused grandmas. Lately, though, we've decided to branch out into stories that our competitors aren't developing. But, you know, the classics are the classics. The most popular story that we, either company, ever did was about that Little Mermaid. Beautiful story, Hans Christian Andersen, you know. Well, it turns out he wrote all sorts of stories that those other guys haven't even developed. Hence, our new project, The Match Girl. And what we hope will be the hit song therefrom, Covered in Matches.
Why can't my life be covered in matches? The flame cupped in my hands, I can see better lands. Oh, Dad will be so pleased with my gift this New Year's Eve. Now there's one less mouth to smack, and there's two less eyes to black. Now there's no more match light. I've been killed by the frost.